Friends in Suffolk. Written by Amy Venn and read by Ethel. Fandoms, Doctor Who, and the 101 Dalmatians. "We're not lost," the doctor insisted. "We're in Suffolk." Rose crossed her arms. "In what century?" He stuck his tongue out, tasting the air. 20th, somewhere in the middle. "Great," said Rose. "And without the TARDIS, we can just walk back to London, 50 years before I was born." "But we don't have to. I have a friend nearby who should be able to help." "A friend?" Rose frowned at the endless fields around them. "Is your friend a farmer?" "Of course not," said the doctor. "He's a dog."
"A what?" said Rose, and hurried to catch up with him.
After a moment, they came to a large white house, surrounded by a high stone wall. The doctor followed it, not toward the front of the house, but to a weird little tower set into it. He knocked, and a dog barked. "The doctor!" he called back, and there was another bark. "He says we can come in," he said to Rose, and opened the door. Inside was a round stone room and a Dalmatian dog. The dog was only just full grown, and it sniffed cautiously at the doctor. Then it let out a joyous and surged forward, front paws on the doctor's shoulders as it slobbered him with kisses. "Yes, yes, I'm pleased to see you too, Lucky," the doctor laughed. "Down, Captain." The dog dropped back to all fours with another soft "Oh," said the doctor. "Well then, congratulations, Major. And let me introduce my friend, Rose Tyler."
"Wait," said Rose. "Are you talking to this dog?"
"Of course," said the doctor. "I speak dog. And this is Lucky, Major Lucky."
"Right," said Rose.
The dog, Lucky, made several more noises. And the doctor shook his head, smiling. "No, there's no crisis. We've just gotten a bit separated from my TARDIS, and we were hoping one of you might be able to put the word out to look for it at the Twilight Bark." This time, there was tail wagging along with the yips. "Fantastic," said the doctor. "Ta ever so much." Another yip. "Oh, we'd be delighted. I didn't get a chance to meet your pets last time. We were too busy. Lead the way." They followed Lucky out another door, into a large area inside the wall, where the doctor was immediately mobbed by dozens of Dalmatians. Thankfully, they were a bit more gentle when they greeted Rose. The end.